Yo estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, 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 llorando. No es fácil de entender que al verte otra vez yo esté llorando. Yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres ya y siempre y quedó llorando, 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 llorando.
Just a growing pain. Why don't they understand? might never see you again.
Don't talk that way, Sandy.
But it's true. I've just had the best summer of my life, and now I have to go away. It isn't fair. Danny, don't spoil it.
It's not spoiling it, Sandy. It's only making it better.
Danny, is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Lay down. My name, Penny. Where's 007?
He's on a mission, sir, in Austria.
Well, tell him to pull out. Immediately.
Oh, James. I cannot find the words.
Well, let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Thank you. My name's Denham.
Just a moment, oh, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, I'm Carl Denham. Carl Denham?
Yeah. Denham? Oh, that's the man that captured the monster.
Well, Denham, the airplane's got him. Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the beast.
Now you listen to me, Harry. I won't stand for any more of your two-timing. You keep away from that girl in that hotel, you hear? Your backdoor romancing split us up once already. The next time there won't be any reconciliation.
You know, you're gonna flip your lid just one time too many with me, Nancy.
And you're gonna make one too many passes at some other woman. My husband. My gigolo, that's what you are. You're a miserable parasite. You're just after my money. I was rid of you once. Why did I take you back? Why? Why?
Why did you, Nancy?
Why? Because I love you, Harry. Why am I always fighting with you when I love you so?
If you think you scared me, you didn't.
Oh, yeah?
So who's the lucky girl? Sounds like she's having a good time.
She's crying. It's backwards. Sort of makes me sad when I hear it. Sounds like she's laughing, doesn't it?
So what did you do to her? Do you always treat your women like that?
I don't have anybody right now.
King Kong?
Stop.
Quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe, the hideous, lonely emptiness of existence, nothingness, the predicament of man forced to live in a barren, godless eternity, like a tiny flame flickering in an immense void with nothing but waste, horror and degradation, forming a useless, bleak straitjacket in a black, absurd cosmos.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Committing suicide.
What about Friday night?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
What dream? What's that?
Oh, you know, sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No, he never says much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
It was something new to Bill, this business of nocturnal emissions, just as a lot of other things were new. Growing up is a time of change. Everything seems to happen at once.
Bianca.
What?
Do you like men?
Yes.
All men?
No, not all. Just some.
Which ones, for example?
Over there. He's good.
Would you like to make love with him?
Well, maybe.
What do you like about men?
Sad eyes. I like it when a man looks unhappy.
Unhappy?
Yeah.
I just thought of something. Is a man intelligent because he knows he's unhappy? After all, an animal doesn't know it's unhappy. So is unhappiness a sign of intelligence? Bianca, you know, there are times when I'm unhappy too.
My daughter Willow will show you to your room. Willow?
Father?
This is Sergeant Howie, a policeman from the mainland who will be spending the night with us. This is my daughter Willow. Good evening. Show the sergeant to his room, will you?
Much has been said of the strumpets of yore, of wenches and bawdy house queens by the score, but I sing of the baggage that we all adore. The landlord's daughter, you'll never love another. Although she's not the kind of girl to take home to your mother.
It is lively and strong to the taste.
It is brewed with discretion, never with haste.
You can have all you like if you swear not to waste.
The landlord's daughter, and when her name is mentioned,
the pants of every gentleman do stand up at attention.
Blossom and all of the crown, pretty Kate of the Garter and Southern in town, and Dolly who keeps her a heart of renown. But I take the landlord's daughter, for nothing can delight so,
as does the part that lies between
her left toe
and her right toe.
My supper now, please.
It won't be long, Sergeant. Oh, you don't want to let them worry you. Why don't you have a wee drink?
No, thank you, not just now. I think you all ought to know that I am here on official business. I am here to investigate the disappearance of a young girl. Her name is Rowan Morrison. Now, if any of you can give me any idea as to her whereabouts, I'd be most grateful if you'd let me know.
stroke as gentle as a feather. I'll catch a rainbow from the sky and tie the ends together.
This next track up, because it's my favourite, it's forever and ever, and I'd like us all to hear it. Anybody mind?
No.
No? Right. Oh, isn't he great?
Yes, I know this one.
He's sexy, Ange.
Yes. It's a pity he's so fat.
Yeah, but he doesn't sound it though, does he, when you hear him? No, it's funny. He's still fantastic though, isn't he? Do you like him, Tom?
Yeah.
Knock out, isn't he? And Imagine making love to this, do you know what I mean? Are you all right, Lawrence?
Ready, Tony?
Thank you, Lawrence!
Don't mention it!
What are you doing in here?
Just come to give you a couple of hands, that's all.
Dr. Soper sees you here, we'll get into awful trouble.
We've just got to make sure he doesn't see us, haven't we? Well, it must go together somehow.
How about those two things sticking out in front?
Yes, how about them?
Oh, saucy.
Thank you.
I saw Mom up the street. She looked pretty bad. Any idea how she got that way?
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
You gonna get married?
I don't know.
If they get married.
Said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I've stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to fall for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you leave me to think you could care? You didn't need me, 'cause you had your share of friends around you to hand you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It could never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
You know, I saw you in Mass last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you ever think about being an altar boy?
Wow, I always wanted to be one.
You should come by the rectory this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, should I bring anything?
Yeah, bring a bathing suit. You know, I got some beer.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Okay.
Thank you.
moments. My teeth have begun to fall out. The medicine cabinet's now the Brundle Museum of Natural History. You want to see what else is in it?
No.
Then, what do you want?
I came to tell you. I just... I wanted to see you before.
You have to leave now. And never come back here. Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion, no compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. You see, I'd like to, but, oh, I'm afraid,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying, I'm an insect who dreamt he was a man and loved it. But now the dream is over and the insect is awake.
No, sir.
I'm saying I'll hurt you this day.
Mr. Host, I'm of legal age for whiskey, voting, and loving. Now the next election's 2 years away, and my love life ain't getting much better. So how about some of that good 100%?
Don't let go.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm well over my limit. Yeah, it's funny. But, I feel like I've known you for years, you know? What's the matter? What? That's what you brought me here for, isn't it? What, isn't it?
Isn't I it? Suppose so, yes.
So, what's your problem? Let's get on with it. You're not going to change your fucking mind, are you? I'm sorry.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay, 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 sorry, okay.
Right.
This isn't the bedroom.
No.
What's going on?
We don't need a bed, do we?
No, I suppose not.
I've always preferred the floor.
Oh. First time for everything, eh?
Mm-hmm.
making me whole again. Every drop of blood you spill puts more flesh on my bones. And we both want that, don't we?
Huh?
Good. Come here. Come here, damn you. I want to touch you. Come to Daddy.
Yo había decidido morir aquí haciendo penitencia. Pero si la congregación me necesita, aceptaré el cargo. Aunque haya otras entre ustedes más dignas que yo de tal honor.
Su propia atmósfera para alcanzar el deleite de sus vidas. Ya eres la madre superiora, madre y guía espiritual de todas estas. Anda, diviértete y goza, te lo mereces. Pero antes, sal al balcón y saluda a tu pueblo, que quiere conocer a su nueva madre superiora.
Adiós, madre superiora.
Thank you.
You're right. But not like that. Not that way. Please. They'll take you away from me.
You have to be careful not to listen to me.
We can't live like this. I have to go out. And each time it's like this. I get so scared that they'll take you away.
Do what I say. They won't take you away, not ever. Not ever, I swear. Not ever.
Just one more turn of the screw, and he'll sell his property for next to nothing.
What's on your mind?
Valentine's Day. It's just 2 weeks away. We'll send him Valentine's. From everyone in town.
Lots of mail for you today, Mr. Ginsack.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Oh, very kind. My dear. Valentine card. Noisier children, loud is a bell. Pungent is perfume, but you only smell. Noisier children, loud is a bell. Pungent is perfume, but you only smell. Don't think I like that. A tree is beautiful if its owner prunes it, but our town isn't, because your presence ruins it. Some people live in the country, some people live in the town. Why don't you do us a service? Jump in the river.
Oh. To know death, Otto. You have to fuck life in the gallbladder.
Thank you.
This is the one. This is the one I'll be remembered for.
Honey, I'm so happy for you.
Say, let's get
going. Huh?
Right now, let's go to Vegas.
But Eddie, it's pouring and the car top is stuck.
Boy, it's only a 5-hour drive and it'll probably stop by the time we get to the desert. Heck, it'll probably stop by the time we get around the corner. Let's go.